County Business Directory.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 10th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
The media attacks him. The insiders attack him. The political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stop China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down. And neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
The following message is presented by the Home Loan Center of First Federal Bank and Trust on Coffeen Avenue.
Hi, Sheridan. Summer fun is back at Sheridan College. This is Jessica Pickett inviting your 2nd through 8th grader to College for Kids, July 6th through the 9th from 8 until noon. It's 4 days of tie-dye, creative cooking, sports, and tons of fun. Spots are limited, so don't wait. Register today by emailing SheridanCollegeForKids@gmail.com. That's SheridanCollegeForKids@gmail.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Wednesday, July 1st. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning we're joined by Sheridan Police Department Chief Travis Koltiska and Captain Tom Ringley. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Floyd.
Morning, Floyd.
Chief, for those visiting Sheridan for the first time during Rodeo Week, what role does the Sheridan Police Department play in keeping the community safe?
Well, you kind of said it. We play a pretty general role in keeping the community safe. I mean, it's our presence and activities and ensuring that everybody's out there that is participating in any kind of events or doing it so in a safe manner. And when I say events, usually that involves some form of consumption of intoxicating beverages. So we're just, you know, making sure that people that are, we want people to come enjoy themselves and have a good time. We've said it many times on this program, but it all comes with, we try to remind them to make a plan when you go out. Follow that plan, be safe, designate a driver if you're going to consume alcohol. And, you know, it's always about the planning thing. When people get themselves into troubles, when they kind of spontaneously go out and make decisions that may be impacted by, you know, could be impacted by it through a variety of means. But if you have a plan, you stick to a plan, talk amongst your group. You know, we want people to get home safe. We want them to go out and enjoy themselves. You know, we will have officers out that will be patrolling for the, you know, there's a lot of night events that are going on, different special events that are going on, and there's a lot more traffic. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just ensuring that people are following the laws.
It's almost a perfect storm for an accident. But if people plan ahead, as you said, and who was it, Patton, who said something along the lines of ounces or cups of sweat saves gallons of blood.
Yeah.
So you plan ahead and execute that plan. Mm-hmm. You'll get home safe. Everyone will be happy.
You know, and I we will remind everybody too, we're a resource for people if they have questions about the activities that, you know, and what's going on and how, and means of getting home safely, what kind of alternative ways they can do that. You know, we're a resource for that. So please, if you see an officer, you can say, "Hey, I need to get home. How do I do that?" We can point you in those directions. So,
with the amount of officers that take to the streets to be that presence during this time, do people kind of generally assume that the police are involved in a lot more than what they are.
They really do. I mean, they kind of think that most of these events are planned by us. We remind people quite often on here that we review plans that these event holders submit when they submit an application for a special event. We review them to make sure that their safety protocols in place that are suitable for a safe environment for everyone. Now, we have often have conversations with them about ways to improve. I think currently, and the captain can speak on this too, I think currently most of them, they're doing a fantastic job. They're already foreseeing the things that they need to foresee. We've had requests to meet with some of the event holders just to see what they can do to help us out to make sure the event, their own events are safe. So they're really taking that initiative and stepping up to really have some ownership and accountability for making sure that people have a good time, but do it safely.
And Captain, I know you guys are pretty busy up there, but have you sat down with someone who was planning an event? Have they come to you and said, hey, how can I improve the safety measures around this before I submit it?
Well, yes. For instance, several weeks ago, not only the police department, but Public Works and other representatives of the city of Sheridan met with the two main event coordinators that for events on Main Street, being the Men and the Reeve for the Gastropub. And we sat down and had a conversation and touched base, met each other, and determined that all plans were in place and we're good to go. And that's what's important, is that we get these plans. These plans have been in place for a month and a half now. And the final plan, they did a great job of getting the permits and requests in much earlier. What we don't want is that last minute, hey, I want to have a band on Main Street. Yeah. Because we've already planned for it. We have, we've already set our, schedule for officers. We have even have four officers from, our friends at the Gillette Police Department coming in to augment us. And we don't need any last second changes in plan. But what's been planned so far, to include the rodeo, the planners have done an absolutely fantastic job. And we staff accordingly. And of course we work with the Sheriff Dominguez's office as well, and policing the actual rodeo itself and the area around it. And there's a lot more that goes into it than just standing there looking for crime. We have to make sure traffic can get in and out of the fairgrounds and it can clear out quickly. And after hours at the fairgrounds are peaceful. And like Chief said, everyone gets home safely. And we'll also add the parade organizers. We met with them too. They do a wonderful job, and they're very, very open to any suggestions.
Now, what can residents and visitors expect from the Sheridan Police Department during not just this week, but next week? Because it's almost as if we've got like 2-3 weeks of events happening, kicking off for the 4th of July and really taking off.
We are, nothing really changes. We're police officers. We're not, just because it's rodeo time doesn't mean we're there to be poked or prodded like people think we are. And I would strongly suggest not to try to become Instagram famous. Like you see nationwide, our officers are here to keep the peace, but also help improve the quality of life. So, of course, we want to get out and talk to people and make people feel secure. Not only this week, but and next week, but all the weeks throughout the year. We hire people for character that want to get out and meet with community members. But our primary goal is to keep the peace.
And I always try to keep that in mind whenever I walk up, shake hand, because I do like to have conversations with law enforcement whenever I get the chance. But I try to keep that in the back of my head. Hey, they're on duty. So it's not that they're ignoring me. They're literally watching a crowd. They're looking around. And they are paying attention, but they're just doing a job as well.
Yes.
Now, when we talk about primary safety, is DUI the number one safety concern, I guess we could say, for the weeks ahead?
Yeah, if it's not number one, it's right up there at the top. I mean, it is a primary concern because there is a lot of alcohol consumed. People still, unfortunately, make poor choices. Now, we have seen reduced numbers in DUIs in recent recent months and recent years. Still trying to I think that's a combination of reasons for that. But, you know, yeah, people, they have to travel to the fairgrounds to enjoy the rodeo. They have to travel downtown. So there's the people are having to travel to do that. And people are going to make mistakes, unfortunately. So it is a high area of concern. We will have officers in patrol cars that will actively be out looking for drunk drivers. We do that every day. We do that every day. We're out there. We're aware. There was a DUI arrest that was made at like 11:30 yesterday morning, I believe it was. No, maybe the day before that even. So there's still those things that are occurring during the daylight. Now it's not just a nighttime problem, right? And that's what most people used to think. It was just the night, although it's much more highly prevalent in the later evening hours after bars close or those closing hours. But, you know, there's also, you know, when there's also alcohol, there's also tempers sometimes flare. It's kind of, we've had issues with fighting in the past during the street dances and some of the events going on, people close proximity, getting bumped around a little bit, tempers are a little shorter. So salts are common. And those are kind of two of our primary concerns.
And I would say, I would assume much of that is kind of mitigated to just having officers in the crowd.
Officer presence, people see them. I mean, it doesn't always work, but having them out there and being visible, that, you know, we talk about that a lot, that high visibility deterrent factor, right? Somebody sees an officer, they're going to think twice about misbehaving, or they, most of them do. I see the majority of them do, but being visible, letting them know. And also, if there's some sort of dispute, they're there to help mediate that.
Yeah.
Right? Don't take care of things yourself. You know, let an officer, let us handle something if there's been a violation of some sort of law or somebody's been a victim of a crime.
I mean, you're just out there to have a good time, you know, and if something happens and somebody's aggressive and you see an officer, don't be afraid to walk up and say, hey, would you help me out here?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to have a good time.
That's what we were there for.
Now, when we look at preparation for the events that are coming up, what are some of the steps that really go through your mind when you think, okay, 4th of July is coming up, this is going to be a big one, and then I've got the rodeo coming up right after that. Here's some steps that I need to take right away.
Well, we need to, what's always at the forefront of our mind is we try to keep our, especially our patrol officers, fresh. We're not going to cancel all days off for 2 weeks in a row. We really don't want to cancel them anyway. Rodeo weekend, it's necessary. But the 4th of July is odd. As we've talked about before, historically, it's slow in the city. And with the, it used to be the fireworks display at the Equestrian Center would draw everyone out of town. And this year, it's going to be north of town in Ranchester, which I think it has for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But historically, we don't have to upstaff for the 4th of July weekend, and we won't. We will have a full patrol team on monitoring traffic and answering calls like we do every other day, and just trying to keep everyone safe.
Good opportunity to remind people, too, that fireworks are not authorized in the city limits. Even if it's, I know it's our 250th, and I get it, but we cannot have fireworks being discharged within the city limits. We get calls on those every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we usually try to give somebody a warning, and then when they blatantly disregard it, then they get tickets.
Yeah. I've heard a few outside of the house over in Buffalo as well. It usually starts end of June and continues through the month of July, and it's just like, guys, it's a real bad idea. And we have had some rain lately, but at the same time, it's been a pretty dry year. Mm-hmm. And so let's keep that in mind, folks, as we're going out there. And if you're heading out to maybe even private property to do that kind of stuff, just keep in mind, fire is an issue, and nobody wants to be that individual that costs us that. So now let's talk about underage drinking. I'm sure this is probably something that has been a major concern in the past. Are you seeing this as a trend nowadays, or the younger generation kind of drifting away from that?
It has always been present during the rodeo. It's ebbed and flowed. We've had years where it was a bigger problem. I think a lot of it is the event holders have been much more proactive in not only training their staff, but but proactive in addressing it when they see somebody they think may be underage, even if they have a valid ID coming to us. We've had that happen multiple times where they said, listen, this person's giving me an ID from out of state, but I think they're from here and I think they're underage. And so they're, I'll give a shout out to that. But I think because of the proactivity and the of the event holders, that it may be becoming more difficult for minors to get their hands on alcohol, at least at the special events.
Yeah, the gated.
We still find them outside the areas and parking lots drinking out of vehicles. I mean, it's prevalent. It's there. It will probably always be there. But last year, I don't have any numbers, but it seemed like there weren't as many MIPs. There were a few, but not as many as in years past.
If an officer is wading through a crowd and this officer happens to see somebody that they feel, hey, you know, they look a little young, is that officer, I don't want to say aloud, or is it their duty to say, hey, let me see that ID?
Absolutely. In fact, it's their duty every other night of the year. It's one thing when we do bar walkthroughs, which we can do as agents of the licensing authorities. We're looking for people that appear underage. We're not trying to catch the establishments out, but we're probably a little more trained, or we know the people that shouldn't be in there drinking. So, yeah, because as we've talked about before, young people that haven't learned the parameters yet in regards to their ability to handle and tolerate alcohol.
Yeah.
So we're not doing it just to write tickets. Once again, it goes back to their safety and the safety of the community.
And it's not a harassment issue. You know,
no.
And I'm not going to sit here and you know, try to say, oh, it's a compliment to get asked for your ID, but at the same time,
well, it would be at my age.
Mine too. Yeah.
But and we'd also like to remind, especially the younger females, no older guys giving you alcohol just to be generous. There's an ulterior motive, and you know, whether people like hearing it or not, it's a fact. So
yeah,
young people, go out together. And just be cognizant of who's being friendly to you. And parents, know where your young people are if they're young enough to still be at home.
Watch out for your friends.
Yes.
Have each other's back. And there are bad actors out there. I'm not saying that everybody is. I'm not saying that you got to be paranoid about everything. But be paying attention, or at least have somebody in the group paying attention. We don't want those kind of events to take place. On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan Police Department in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian Relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
Here in Wyoming, your roof better be tougher than the weather. At Branded 307 Roofing, we install commercial purlin-bearing roofing, residential metal roofs, and standing seam systems built to handle hail, wind, snow, and whatever else the bighorns can throw at it. Metal roofing is up for the challenge. Whether it's home, shop, ranch, or commercial building, we build roofs that last, with craftsmanship that's built different. No shortcuts, no excuses, just quality roofing, period. Call us today, Branded 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Let's celebrate America's 250 the Wyoming way. Make a day of it in Buffalo, then head on over to Brzezinski Park, where your pants are going to want to get up and dance at the Red, White, and West 250 with rising country star Cole Goodwin. The opening act takes the stage at 4, Cole Goodwin at 6. This 250 barn burner is going to have you foot tapping well past sundown. Sponsored by the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, Johnson County 250, and the 93.7 Coyote. Get your tickets early at wyotheater.com.
This is Brad at Prime Rate Motors. If you're looking for a good, honest, pre-owned vehicle, stop by and see what we've got on the lot. Pickups, SUVs, and cars that are ready for Wyoming roads and Wyoming weather. No runaround, just solid vehicles at fair prices. Whether it's for work, ranch, or just getting around town, we'll help you find the right ride. Prime Rate Motors at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan, or visit us online at primeratemotors.com.
The Barney and Graham Sheridan Wild Rodeo Boot Kickoff is the official kickoff for Wild Rodeo Week, Tuesday, July 7th at Whitney Commons Park. Can't make the boot kickoff in person? You can watch it live on SheridanMedia.tv, courtesy of Sheridan Travel and Tourism, 307 Real Estate, and SheridanMedia.com. We'll begin with the stick horse races for kids up to age 8 at 5 o'clock, then get ready for edge of your seat good old boot kicking competition for ages 9 and up. Space is limited to 20 competitors per age group, and chamber bucks will be awarded. How far will those boots fly? Well, come find out. But if you can't make the boot kickoff in person, Sheridan Travel and Tourism, 307 Real Estate, and SheridanMedia.tv have teamed up to bring it to you live on SheridanMedia.com. Let's get wild at the boot kickoff Tuesday, July 7th, beginning at 5 o'clock at Whitney Commons Park and live on SheridanMedia.tv. Your official rodeo boot kickoff sponsor is Barney and Graham, LLC.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're sitting with Sheridan Police Department Chief Travis Koltiska and our Captain of the Force, Tom Ringley. Now, we're talking about the upcoming events, 4th of July. It's going to be followed right away by the Wild Rodeo. Two big events right here in Sheridan. Streets, I hope, are going to be crowded. People are going to be out having a fantastic time. There are safety mitigations in place to ensure the public safety. The SPD has multiple times come on this show and said they're not there to prevent anybody from drinking unless you're underage, and they're not there to prevent anybody from having a good time. They don't want incidences. Now, the thing is, many of us don't either. Citizens, residents, visitors that are out there, everybody just wants to have a good time. So I think that would be fantastic just to see Sheridan be so welcoming to everyone coming in and kind of tamp down any anger that you have over the next 2 weeks, I think would be best. Let's talk about some of these partnerships that really help these busy times. How has the partnership with agencies like the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office, the Wyoming Highway Patrol, really helped out during these large situations, Chief?
Well, they've been fantastic partners for many, many years. They understand the breadth of the size of the Wild Rodeo and how smaller departments can't adequately tackle these things alone. You know, we have limited resources, limited personnel. So, both those agencies have stepped up and said, hey, we're going to make sure we have people that are out helping in the vicinities and the sheriff's office is now taking on the majority of the patrolling of the fairgrounds after hours, right? And the carnival areas. So they've stepped up to that. And the Highway Patrol is really on the ancillary areas of Sheridan looking for potential drunk drivers. And so both those agencies have been great partners for many years, and we're very grateful to have them here because they do understand. They don't just say, hey, SPD, you're on your own. See ya. Mm. They're here to help us out. They're good partner agencies.
Another great agency that partners with you guys quite often, Cheyenne.
That's right. They have what we call the DUI van. It's actually a mobile DUI processing center. We're calling it that. They're fantastic people, and they've been coming up here, it seems like, for at least 10 years, and they have it's called a DUI processing center that is generally parked somewhere on Main Street close to the events, which serves two purposes. One, as just a reminder to people that we're out there. Another purpose is they have a really good camera system where they can zoom down the street and keep an eye on things. But also, and primarily their purpose is to alleviate the pressure on the booking room in the jail for DUI processing. So it has a intoximeter in it as well as a blood draw room. So if we unfortunately do have to arrest someone for DUI, all they have to do in a jail is the booking procedures, and it helps alleviate the pressure on the booking room, because it has been in years past pretty insane up there.
Yeah.
And it's, fair to the person being arrested to decrease the amount of time they're in handcuffs, and it works all the way around. They're really super officers really enthusiastic about coming up here, and it's a huge asset.
I imagine it's somewhat of a good time for them too. Not to arrest people, not to book them for DUI, but they get to see these events taking place all over the state if they get to
travel.
They don't have to write any reports.
Yeah, they just got to do the job. They don't have to do the paperwork.
I think we made them write a report last year because they witnessed something.
Now, when it comes to that booking process, when somebody does get stopped for a DUI and unfortunately they get the handcuffs on them, what does that look like? What happens then?
Well, once someone's arrested for DUI, after officers have detected cues of impairment in the standardized field sobriety test, they are taken to the police department where they're read the implied consent advisement. It's like, hey, by having a driver's license, you're implying that you're going to give consent to required chemical tests, either breath or generally breath. If they refuse, then we will get a search warrant for blood. If they agree to the test, we generally, the detention staff make sure they're safe to be in the booking room, and they ask a few general questions, and then we will administer the intoximeter. If they refuse and we get a warrant, then they're booked all the way in and placed, I think, in a single cell. They're not isolated. And we get a blood warrant, and we have a blood draw room at the police department. So either way, we're going to get the chemical tests that we're requesting that they have already given consent for by having a driver's license in the first place.
That's interesting. I don't think a lot of people understand that.
No. And the warrant process is quick, but it is thoroughly reviewed by a judge.
Yeah,
it's by no means a rubber stamp. So we have to establish that probable cause with the judge. But it's that's the process, and it's just a fact of life. It's like, I think some people think by refusing, and I'm not telling people what to do, that it's some big inconvenience to us. It's not. It's just part of the routine processing of a DUI arrest.
Contingencies are in place. You're not the first to say no.
Yeah. And a large percentage, it seems, anecdotally do say no, and that's fine. It doesn't change our opinion of anyone one way or the other. We've already made the arrest decision.
Mm-hmm. Now, the, what'd you call it? The toximeter?
The brand name is Intoximeter, which is the certified breathalyzer, for lack of a better term, that's in the jail booking room.
These ones are a little bit larger than what officers carry in their pocket.
Yes.
This is the big machine that kind of confirms.
And it's got very thorough logs, maintenance logs, and use logs that go along with it, and it's calibrated on a schedule. So it's the big one.
We talked about it a little bit, but there's just one more thing I want to go over regarding MIPs. What are the kind of consequences to an individual getting caught drinking underage in Sheridan?
Well, ultimately, it's up to the judge what the consequences are. But it's it'll be a citation. We don't arrest for status offenses, meaning we don't take people into custody because their age is the sole reason for a violation. And we do everything we can to reunite them with a parent or a guardian to ensure their safety.
Absolutely.
Now, if they're from 18, 19, or 20, then it's a little bit different. If they're not public, if they're not intoxicated and it appears that they can care for themselves, then we will cite and release them, but they will be, of course, be removed from any special event.
Absolutely. Now, one more thing that we have talked about, we're going to touch on it just one last time, folks. The decision about chairs along the parade route. I know, Chief.
Well, I'm gonna be recording a PSA here in about as soon as this program's over, and then I'll be on the radio next Wednesday and Thursday to talk about this. So I'm happy to do it again because I want to make sure everybody out there knows.
And it is a bit controversial. It's something that has been up in the air. People are talking about it out there in the streets. Why was this decision made to limit chair placement until 5 p.m.?
It had really become a safety issue. I did take a walk up and down the parade route. I went into every open business along the entire parade route just to tell them, see if they had any questions about the resolution. And all the feedback I got was positive. That it was like, this is long overdue. It was problematic for people trying to go visit their own businesses. Remember, this is all the businesses up and down the street. There were a lot of negative comments on Facebook about it being such a longstanding tradition, which is, again, not a fact. But the business owners up and down Main Street welcome it. The real purpose behind it was to really prevent somebody from being harmed by barricades and barriers and chairs tripping and creating fall hazards and not leaving enough room on the sidewalk for accessibility for people that may have limited mobility or anybody for that matter, really.
Yeah.
So it had really just become a problem. And then it had gotten, that problem had been exacerbated earlier and earlier and earlier every year as people were fighting for the prime viewing spots. So it was something that needed to be addressed. And if there are any barriers, barricades, ropes, chains like that, we will, the police department or members of the city, will remove them. Right? If they're chained up, we got bolt cutters. If it's a rope, we got knives. Chairs placed out prior to 5 o'clock will be collected and taken to probably the PD parking lot, and people can come claim them later if they're, but we're not responsible for anything lost or stolen. We're not going to be responsible for that. If you choose to violate this resolution and your chair goes missing, that's on you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of, I do believe that talking about it frequently is very helpful. Because believe it or not, we can sit here and talk about this for a week, but there's still going to be individuals out there who only listen to the radio every once in a while. Maybe they only check the news every once in a while. This might be new to somebody.
There will be signs. We printed and laminated 70 signs that are going to be up and down the parade route. People will know. There will be no excuses.
Well, Chief, Captain, is there anything else you would like folks to know about the upcoming events?
No, I mean, I think I can speak for both of us that we just want everybody to have a great 4th of July, our country's 250th celebration, something to be proud of, spectacular event, and enjoy the weekend. Prepare for rodeo weekend. Plan accordingly. Let's all have a great time. We don't want any tragedies to befall any families in this community, and we want everyone to enjoy themselves.
We want this to remain a couple weeks that everybody remembers as just a great, fun event. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thanks, Floyd.
It's always great to see you two. Please be safe out there, and my best to the team. All right, when we return, we're going to speak with Gene Sterling about Buffalo's 4th of July events, the Red, White, and West 250. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
WyoJam 2026, outdoor concerts in downtown Sheridan. 4 nights, big stage, country, rock, and hip-hop. Wednesday, free concert benefiting Reach with Jared Morris.
I'll be here waiting for the show.
Thursday, rock the night with Shoot to Thrill, Blow Your Top, and Recaptured. Friday, Afro Man and Ying Yang Twins. And Saturday, Michael Ray. WyoJam 2026, July 8th through the 11th. Get your tickets online at wyojam.com.
it's time for Moss Holder's annual 4th of July sale. This week only, you can receive huge discounts on several doorbuster items. Sofas start at $4.95, recliners just $3.95, five-piece dining sets begin at $4.75, and you can get a queen-size Serta mattress for only $3.45. All non-doorbusters receive sale pricing too, so whether you find your favorite piece in stock or choose to customize an order, every purchase is discounted. Moss Holder's 4th of July sale ends at 4 o'clock this Saturday. Moss Holder's, furniture is our passion.
A lot of Wyoming families assume their boat is covered under their homeowner's policy. Sometimes a little, but not where it really matters. If someone gets hurt on your boat, especially with a higher horsepower motor, your liability coverage may be limited or gone entirely. Iron Valley Insurance Group helps make sure you're actually protected before you hit the water. Go see Jessica Weaver, certified insurance counselor in Sheridan. Make sure a day on the lake doesn't turn into something much bigger. Iron Valley Insurance Group. Forged in strength, guided by compassion. Stop by or request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
This 4th of July, the spirit of America's 250th stampedes into Buffalo for the biggest American birthday bash in Wyoming.
Have mercy, looky there, what's she doing in here? I think I just fell in love.
The Red, White, and West 250, honoring America's 250th anniversary with hot new country western star Cole Goodwin.
I'm the one she's missing more.
I'm Tommy B from the Coyote Morning Show, proud to bring the footstop and two-step and music of Cole Goodwin to downtown Buffalo. The Red, White, and West 250 is more than a concert. It's a celebration of the land we love and the western spirit that still runs strong in Wyoming. A night of country music, small-town pride, and America's 250th birthday celebrated the way it ought to be. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at wildtheater.com or at the gate for the Red, White, and West 250 with Cole Goodwin.
If you haven't signed up for the Sheridan Media Newsletter, well, now's the time. You'll find some of the top news stories of the week, community events, local sports, weather, as well as the latest movies from Centennial Theater. What's happening at the Wild Theater? Discover fun facts, local photos and videos, Sheridan history, country bounty links, as well as links to some of your favorite businesses and promotions. It's emailed every Thursday morning. If you don't get the newsletter, you're missing out. Click on the Sheridan Media Newsletter button that's on the front of our website at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're joined by Sheridan Media Advertising Executive, Mr. Gene Sterling. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Gene.
Well, thanks. Yeah, an executive. Wow.
I decided to give you that title this morning. I think it's quite suiting. Yeah. Now, Gene, you and I have been talking about this for a while. We've had the ladies from the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce come on a couple times talking about this big event. This seems like it's going to be pretty big. So you tell me, why is it important for Buffalo and Johnson County to organize such a major celebration for America's 250th anniversary?
Well, first of all, Buffalo's had a little bit of a hard time, you know, coming back with their chamber to, and they didn't have a chamber, and now they do. And we really, it's important for us to support them. They're our sister community.
Yeah.
You live there. Yep. I have two homes over there. I don't live in either one of them, but my, the ranch that I manage is in that county. And we really do need to support Buffalo. Frankly, Buffalo, I think, is one of the most original and longest lasting legacy city in Buffalo or in Wyoming. I mean, I grew up in Jackson Hole and it has no legacy.
Yeah.
And so I moved to Buffalo for that very reason. I love how that it has stayed this cowboy town. And this is something nobody else around here is doing, an entire day, starting in the morning with a parade. And all throughout the rest of the day, you got this free screening for that Hole in the Wall documentary,
which looks great. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yes, I have.
It looks so dang good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's free. It's at the theater.
Yeah.
And I think they're ongoing. So, and then the first Friday art walk. Then the on Saturday, you know, the parade, we'll be doing a parade. Then a classic car show. Then there's this 11 o'clock, there's this run for the bun. And this is going to be insane. You're running, I don't know, like 2 miles, and by the time you finish the whole thing, you must be carrying your hot dog with you because you're supposed to eat a quarter of it at each stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a really fun event. I had to cover it years ago, and I hope he's out there this year, but there's an individual who runs in this thing in a giant hot dog costume, and it's just hilarious to watch. I've always kind of felt bad for him, because the heat that's got to be coming with that thing.
But then, you know, they've got the bouncy house and for the kids and food trucks. And then the history walk ribbon cutting, you know, is they got this the Smithsonian exhibit that is opening at the Jim Gatchell Memorial that weekend. I mean, not counting our music festival.
Yeah.
The rest of this carries it for an entire go over there. You know, please support this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Please support this. And, you know, and getting your tickets for this concert, you don't have to go at wildtheater.com. You can go there and get them at the gate. I realize some people find that it might be a little confusing to get your tickets at the Wild Theater in Sheridan, but they are just an app that goes on your phone. Mm-hmm. And then you show this QR code will come on your phone and you get to the gate and Zoom. It's like that, you know, the quick ticket at the airport.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the Chamber of Commerce office and get your tickets that day, or if you don't want to stand in line at the gate. I suggest you do those things. And then, you know, you want to bring a lawn chair and maybe an umbrella if you want
to
get your neck sunburned.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have three acts. This man in tan who is... He's a Wyoming legend, this guy. He writes music. He's a champion songwriter of this Wyoming songwriter competition.
Wow.
He was one of the finalists in that. Then it's this Heartbreak for Heroes, which is characters. There are characters. They're like, the rodeo clowns of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're all in costume, in character. And it's a high-energy Southern rock style band.
Oh, wow.
And so they'll be, you know, they're going to make your pants want to get up and dance, I'm telling you. And then we'll go into Cole Goodwin, who is just now been signed by the largest record company in Nashville. And it's the same record company that Tim McGraw and Rascal Flatts and Taylor Swift, and they have signed him and have launched him in his single, Howdy. We're seeing this kid the week before he becomes too famous to ever be back here again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're getting him on the ground level, and he's going nowhere but up.
And he's bringing with him a full Nashville backup band, and these guys can bend them guitar strings.
Yeah.
If you listen to that song, Howdy, there's like a two-minute guitar solo in that song that just shreds it. And so when they told me that we're going to get this kid, and I had no idea, I'd not heard of him. And since I have heard of him, he has come of age. He is opening for big names now across the country.
Yeah.
And by this time next year, he's going to be a household name. So this is not just some kid with a guitar on a porch.
Yeah. This kid's put the work
in. And he's good. If you listen to his song, Tommy plays it all the time. He is good. He's got the voice. He's a young looking kid, but who wasn't at one time?
We all were once. Yeah,
not me. I mean, I remember when the Dead Sea just had a cough. You know, so.
That's pretty great. Now, there's going to be plenty of food trucks out there.
So they tell me, I think there's going to be like 30 vendors of just food, and they're going to have beer, adult beverages, and kids. There's bouncy houses and things like that around there. Bring the kids, 8 and under are free.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, we encourage the kids. It's, you know, it's festival seating.
Who was it that found, Goodwin?
Candace Christensen.
Oh, she did.
Yes. She is the chamber director, and she found him. We had, Mark Chestnut set up to start with. And he is, I think he's not well. Something happened.
Yeah.
And we were ready and going with him. And I was dealing with his people. We're looking for a very specialized stage that he had to have. And then, bam, he was out. And that happens to us at the Wild Theater, too. We book bands. And I once had Johnny Rivers all booked, and something happened. And
well, things happen.
Yeah, so it does happen all the time. So, but we were able to get this kid, and I thought, you know, okay, he's not unknown. And then the more I'm, involved with him, the more impressed I am.
Yeah.
And his managers and that have been great. His road manager called me, and he said, I've been a road manager for one day. he goes, I understand you've done this before. I go, yeah, I have. And he goes, well, good, we can help each other.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, and it's always that idea. You know, I've been watching a lot of like FIFA Cup stuff, when we've got people from Europe all over the world coming to America talking about how the American people truly are. Welcoming, helpful. I think the World Cup really showed the world who we really are as people. And when we talk about these small hometown events, that are big for us, great big events, and we get somebody in here, I think they get kind of that same experience, you know, where you might be in the big city trying to do whatever you're trying to do, getting that the work done. But then you come to a small town and you realize this is the United States. This is who we are as a people. Small, welcoming. And I would just love to see people out there on the streets having a good time this year.
We will. I will be announcing the parade over there. I'd encourage people to come over and not leave me just standing up there alone.
Yeah. Is it just going to be you out there?
Announcing the parade, yes. Like, as far as I know, it's just me. I've done them before, just me, but I've got a gift for it. You know?
Yeah.
I can.
I think I did it one year, and I don't think I was very good at it. So I decided, you know, I think I'm going to have to
just gotta
to
let
another
go,
professional.
You know? Yeah. Open yourself up for ridicule.
Little now, when we talk about the classic car show, I did a story on individuals over there in Johnson County and their classic cars. There's a lot of really, really old cars over there that folks have taken care of, and then someone's gotten a hold of them and really made them shine.
I think Buffalo has one of the largest collections of Model A's of anywhere. Their Model A club is incredible, and those Model A's that they have over there are like they were just made yesterday. And so that classic car thing, they'll have the muscle cars, you know, and at this show, but their Model A's are really a showpiece.
Yeah,
and they're in most of the parades. You know, I like the sound they make.
So do I. So do I. The little putt putt
sounds like popcorn.
There's the, like you said, the big muscle cars. Those are always fun to see, just to kind of see the engineering behind them. You know, the big supercharger up above the hood.
Yeah, listen to them throttling.
Oh, yeah. The muscle cars are great. But when it comes to classic cars, that Model A, it can't be beat. It was the first one.
Model T came first. Model A was the second. Model A's were a little step up in the in some of the refineries. They had a little bigger engines, you know, and they were more of a family car kind of thing. The Model T's were just really a bare bones car.
Kind of the introduction of this is a horseless wagon.
Yeah. They had like wooden floors.
And this one's basically the birth of the modern American automobile.
Yeah. And they had more than one color.
Yeah.
I think the Model T's only came in black.
Now, they've got the documentary on the 3rd. What time does that start up at the theater over there?
3:30. Noon on Saturday.
And then we've got the parade on the 4th?
The parade on the 4th. Yeah, that's at 10 a.m. Yeah.
It begins at 10 a.m.
Yes.
And then what time does the concert actually start, Gene?
4. Begins at 4, and the Man in Tan, first hour, then the Heartbreak for Heroes. I don't even understand that name. Do you?
I don't.
It just breaks my heart. And I'm a hero.
I think you were just setting that up, my friend.
And then Cole Goodwin.
And then Cole Goodwin. So this really is going to be a big festival. Boy, if you're in Buffalo, I imagine you're going to hear it going on, and you're going to want to head on over there and join that good time. Gene, I want to thank you so much, my friend, for popping in this morning, talking about this.
Could you mention, if just one more thing, if you're confused about any of this, we have a full page ad in this week's Country Bounty. Go look in your Country Bounty. You'll see Uncle Sam there shredding it on the, so that having I may be going time. Over time here on your part.
Well, he's having a good time. Check it out, folks. It's got all the events and all the sponsors on there if you want to know who's kind of behind this big event. If you've got anything else that you would like to look up, check out the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. They're on the comeback, folks. They want to help you. They want to be there for you. Gene, once again, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
When it comes to imaging, not all technology is the same. At Sheridan Memorial Hospital, we use some of the most advanced imaging technology in the state, delivering sharper images and faster answers. From a state-of-the-art 3T MRI to advanced CT and X-ray, our technology helps your provider see more and act sooner. Walk in or schedule at Same Day Health and Imaging on Sugarland Drive, open 7 days a week, or visit the outpatient center next to the hospital. For more information, call 672-1000 or visit SheridanHospital.org.
This 4th of July, the spirit of America's 250th stampedes into Buffalo for the biggest American birthday bash in Wyoming.
Have mercy, looky there, what she doing in here? I think I just fell in love.
The Red, White, and West 250, honoring America's 250th anniversary with hot new country western star Cole Goodwin.
And I'm the one she's missing more.
I'm Tommy B from the Coyote Morning Show, proud to bring the footstop and two-step and music of Cole Goodwin to downtown Buffalo. The Red, White, and West 250 is more than a concert. It's a celebration of the land we love and the western spirit that still runs strong in Wyoming. A night of country music, small-town pride, and America's 250th birthday celebrated the way it ought to be. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at wildfeeder.com or at the gate for the Red, White, West 250 with Cole Goodwin.
Some people golf, some people garden. You fish your bass off. Yep, it's that time of year again. And Mead Lumber and Camco Federal Credit Union want your photos. Fish your bass off and submit your photos for a chance to reel in $600 in prizes. Big fish, accidental stick catches, we want to see them all. Cast your line and post your pics on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com through Labor Day. Fish your bass off from Mead Lumber and Camco Federal Credit Union.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE, Sheridan.